What's up? It's Angela Yee, and it's about that time. It's time for another edition of Lip Service. Now, this week, along with me and my co-host, DG McGuire, and Stephanie Santiago, we have Poe Johnson. Now, of course, you know her from Lala's reality show on VH1, but she also has her own career as a recording artist, and she's a pretty fun person. This week, we find out that she was delivered. As a matter of fact, she used to date women, and now she's back on the team, and she has a boyfriend. So she's going to talk about all of that and the big news, of course, about Caitlyn Jenner. We get into everything. The ladies are just uninhibited on this one. And I guess I learned a lot this time because there's certain things I didn't know you couldn't do and certain things I didn't know you could do. And I also find out what is everybody's strangest thing that they've done in the bedroom. Okay, some of it's a little weird, but, you know, I'm sure you can relate. Let's get into it. Lip service. What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm GG McGuire.
Is this where I say my name?
No, because you're a friend to the room. We're going to introduce you.
Okay, sorry.
And this is our girl, Poe Johnson.
I am Poe Johnson.
Yay! Poe is my girl. She a little bit of a thot, but it's cool, you know.
Why would you call me a thot?
No. Okay, she's a flirt.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
How many people in this room has Poe flirted with?
Uh-oh.
She hasn't flirted with me.
I just met her, so.
Yeah. Does she flirt with you,
Steph? No, she hasn't.
I would like to say that I flirted with these two long ago.
Long ago.
Before anybody was in any committed relationships.
Okay.
Or anything.
All right.
And Angela, you know.
Curve.
She wants it.
I just felt a way because, listen, we were at a party. You know, Poe was flirting with me. I felt special. But then another girl was like... Yeah, she just was trying to kick it, blah, blah, blah.
You lying. Nobody said that to you. She lying. Yo, but why Angela do the mad stalker move, though? She was on my page. You saw a picture of me with another girl, screenshot it, sent it to me, and was like, really? I was flattered, though. I was like, oh, she likes me.
No. Wait, you guys were girlfriend and girlfriend then.
No, listen.
In her mind.
I don't go for that, okay? I'm very possessive.
Me too. I'm extremely possessive.
I can't deal with you then.
Right. Now, what happened with you, Gigi? What did Poe do to you?
Gigi was drunk.
Yeah.
She didn't care what I did to her.
It could have went down with Gigi.
Oh, man.
No, but I think at the time when I met you, Gigi, was it you? Yeah. It wasn't going to work out.
Unless
she wanted to get involved, and I don't think
yeah,
she
it wasn't
going to
go to work.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to be involved with a threesome with a man.
I'm not going to be involved in any kind of threesome. Really? I don't like threesomes. You know what? I had the opportunity to participate in one, and I'm not like everybody thinks I'm crazy, and I am, but they're like, I would not do a threesome.
Why?
Because I'm a selfish lover, and I want all the attention. I want to give you all the attention. There was this one time where I was in a room and I thought I was walking into a studio session. This shit happened in LA. Anything happens in LA. I thought I was walking into a studio session, but it was like everybody had like was having sex. But it was like
eyes wide shut.
It was like four girls and one guy.
So he was having a time of his life.
He was fucking everybody. And I sat there with my homeboy. I'm not going to say his name. I sat there, we leaned against the wall and watched this shit for like 10 minutes. And I said, yo, this shit is kind of nasty.
He was fucking everybody. That doesn't, first of all, how can he do that?
Fucking everybody.
Because that seems like a lot of effort.
With the same condom or with no condom?
No, it was the same condom. He was protected, clearly.
No one else was protected.
No, but everybody was like doing drugs and shit. So,
So yeah, that
I didn't do the right drug to participate, and I'm glad I didn't. I went home at the time. I was like dating this girl. I went home and I hugged her so tight, and I was like, oh my God.
You don't have to do this.
You were traumatized.
I think.
You're traumatized by what you saw.
Oh, yeah, man. It was a little crazy, but like, yeah, but I've never wanted to do a threesome.
Gigi, you've had foursomes and fivesomes.
I have.
Damn, Gigi.
See?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay, but how does that work out, safe sex wise?
Yeah, you can only be but too careful. So the guy has to swap out the condom.
Like for each time?
Yeah.
That seems very time consuming and mood killing.
I mean, but there's other things going on at the time to take away from him changing the condom.
Maybe I should have been at your joint and
something. Okay, so y'all, so basically while he's doing that, y'all could do whatever with each other.
Yeah. But how long does it take to change a condom? 20 seconds?
But so for women, when y'all have sex with each other, how do you protect yourself?
How do you protect your mouth?
Is this directed towards Gigi?
It's directed
towards
you.
Both of you.
Oh. Gigi, you want to answer?
No, because I've never had protective sex with a female, so I don't know how to answer. I mean, I know there's like dental dam and people use saran wrap and shit, but I've never done
it. It's not the same.
Yeah, saran wrap. I've never done it though.
Stephanie, are you speaking from experience? Do you have you had?
I don't. I've never gone down on a girl ever in my life.
Has a girl ever gone down on you?
Yeah,
as a preposition.
For sure, and we definitely weren't safe.
Well, I don't even think I need to speak on this. I think it's okay. I think you guys got it.
No, but I'm saying if you're like having like a foursome and a fivesome, right, and the girls are having sex with each other while the guy's changing, y'all can't really protect yourself.
I just want to point out that we haven't even been talking about for 5 minutes and we're talking about this already. Shit.
Lip service.
That's, well, I was about to say that's what happened when you set up in this room.
God damn.
Now let's
did
about-
I bring it up?
Yes.
You started telling your story about the LA
studio. Oh shit, but I don't even, all right, whatever. It's no, we some sort of vodka involved in this interview.
And you say you're a selfish lover.
No,
and
yeah, I agree. I'm not into it. I'm not into
because it. Because I need all, you know, the focus to be on me one-on-one. I'm on you, you're on me. And like, we're together, two people.
What about two people focused on you, though?
See how she do? She's a professional at this shit.
Two people focused on me.
Threesome, you could be the center of
that. Wait, Angela. Hmm? Angela Yee. At Angela Yee. Have a girl ever gone down on you?
No, I've never ever engaged in anything.
Because you don't want to? Or?
No, I've never really been in that position.
You've been curious.
I'm sure I could have if I ever wanted to, but I've never really wanted to. I really like penises.
Me too. I really like penises too.
I do. Nice. Like real ones that like that throb.
Mm. Oh my God.
Did you just drool over this thing? I heard you. I literally heard you drool.
I like big throbbing.
I heard her suck the spit in her mouth. Like, yeah. Oh my God. This place is crazy. I need to go to church.
But it's true. I've never had the urge like to do anything with a female because then what? Who's going to stick that penis in?
They have penises too.
Yeah, but I want a real one.
I That's can't why you have my a threesome. Best duh. Experience with a woman.
Best of both worlds.
Involved a,
wait, you
a
said
dildo.
you had a best your best experience with a woman.
Yeah, it involved a dildo.
But with a girl or with a guy though?
It was a woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She just strapped her up real quick.
She didn't have a strap on.
You need to come host one of my parties.
She had what's your rate? Like, you know, ding dong, and she like fucked the shit out of me with it.
Wow. Did you
sorry,
come?
Sorry guys. Yeah, I did. It was amazing.
How'd she fuck you though? She fucked you like missionary or like what'd she do?
No, like I was on my back and she was just like
with her hand or she had a she
had
just,
it in her hand.
Yeah, she had it in her hand.
Oh, she was cheating. She
how would you have
like,
done it, Poe?
Oh, here we go. I mean it just depends on what situation we end up in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've
how is that cheating?
What do you mean cheating?
You said that's cheating.
Oh, because like, you know, it's not like I mean, I guess if you're pleasured, then it's not cheating. But like, you're going like this, you know, like that's
not
fair. Because like, the guys don't get a fair chance. You know what I mean? Because the guys have to use their core strength.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably do like dumbbells. Like she probably lift weights and shit. Like I box, so I could go all day with my arm, but with my core area, I can give you like a good. I'll be honest about my shit. I can give you a good 37 minutes and 23 seconds.
That's a good time.
But I can
that's
give you that, and you want to know? No, I'm gonna tell you because I do rounds, and I can plank for a long time.
Okay.
So I know, like, I could give you like 37 minutes and 23 seconds from my pelvic area without a break.
So you'd be planking in a pussy.
Well, I haven't planked in a pussy in a long time, but I'm just saying that's what I could give you.
Okay.
But do you get pleasure from giving a girl sex with a strap on?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of girl on girl sex is like very mental. Like you, mm-hmm. if you get into it, depending on if you're like the giver or the receiver, it's very mental. You get turned on and you come. But, I was, let me think of my matriculation as a lesbian. I was, you know what? I was mostly the receiver. So. I mean, I gave a couple. I could blow your mind, and if I could show you the girls, and I'd be like, "She's a pillow queen. She's a pillow queen. She's a pillow queen." But yeah, I was a receiver, so I gave a few times, and when I did give, I'll be honest, I did not come, but because I think I, you know,
but
like
can't y'all like switch back and forth? Like, okay, I give, and then you give. And
is this why you? Asked me to the show to tell you all this stuff.
Yeah, I want to learn some things.
Oh shit! What's your question?
Don't you guys switch? Like, can't you give and then she gives? I would think that would be the benefit of it.
That's no fun. If somebody's eating your monkey real good, you don't want to just be like, okay, stop, my turn.
No, or you come and then you say, now I'm going to do you.
Well, a lot of girls, it's kind of like, what do we call it? Like, you kind of just kind of like a lot. Okay, for example, some women, they come via clitoral stimulation. Some women, they come mostly from penetration. So if you're a girl that likes to come from your clit, then you kind of just like ride it, like hump each other until somebody comes, or you both come, which has happened. And then some girls like to be penetrated. If you're one of those girls that like to be penetrated, I'm not going to spend all day trying to ride you. I'm just going to strap you up and make you come.
This is too much work.
This is interesting.
Like, too much work. Talking beforehand.
You know, I never imagined.
You don't talk about it. You just kind of go for it.
And just see what she likes. Okay. What about anal? Does that mean you do anal?
I've never fucked a girl in her ass, no.
Wow.
And I've never done that.
You never received that? Are you open to it?
I am open to it, but I tried it. I tried it once or twice.
It hurt?
Yeah, like, I can't get past the pain.
I'm not an anal person either, so don't worry about
it. And I wanted to relax because I heard, like, the triggers in your ass, it feels really good. But and I'm not above it. I just can't get past the pain.
I feel you because I've always wanted to like anal. I wish I used to like it.
I want
to
like anal like it no more? So bad.
Well, I liked it when I had a boyfriend with a really small penis.
Yeah. And that's why I've always said, if you want to do anal, you have to have a starter penis. Like, it has to be.
That's when I loved it.
Somebody small.
I have had, like, the little, you know, like the little bullet kind of vibrator thing. I've stuck those in a girl's ass while
she liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was waterworks. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah.
Waterworks.
Yeah. So, you don't. Yeah. None of us really.
No, I don't. I want to do anal so bad.
So bad. I feel like you could.
I can't take it.
I need a starter penis.
My boyfriend's
Listen, man. I'm good. I mean, like, I want to, you know.
You like a finger, though.
That's well, I stick my own finger up my ass, so.
My man was talking about anal today, and I'm just like.
What was he saying?
This is funny. I'm always fucking with him, and I'll, like, try to, like, lick his nipple or bite it. And he doesn't like that at all.
Guys like their nipples licked. So
I think some guys love that.
Some guys love it, and other guys hate it.
Yeah. Some guys want you to, like, play with their nipples and suck them at the same time.
You just can't overdo it because then they feel feminine. But I think everybody has sensation.
Some guys will put your hands there.
Right. Some guys, while you're sucking their dick, they want you to play with their nipples. But my man is like, don't touch my nipples. Don't even play that.
Can I just interject really quickly? Oh, okay. Gigi just showed me.
What?
Oh. Yeah, I gotta be like,
yeah, you gotta be like that. It's like, praise.
Well, how tall is your guy?
My man isn't very tall. He's
okay, like, see, that's why it works. 10,
5, no, well, my man won't let me.
Your man is tall.
My man will not let me.
When I speak about my sexual experiences on this show, I'm not always talking
about him. Disclaimer. She gotta do a disclaimer.
Yeah, I'm like, babe, just be open-minded. Just let me, like, I'm fucking with him. I'm like, just let me play with him.
You can't tell a guy to be open-minded because that kind of means...
And then,
open
ass. He's like, so you want to be open-minded? Let me fuck you in your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's too crazy, though. I don't think that's too crazy.
But you said you want to like it.
I want to like it, but I know my man's dick is too big.
Okay, so I've spoken to some porn stars about this, and I've done some research. And what they've told me is that basically they have a butt plug, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you put the butt plug in your ass, like an hour before you have sex, and it loosens it up. And then it makes it easier. That's what porn stars do.
Is that what the point of a butt plug is?
That's what a butt plug is.
To loosen up the booty for the dick.
I thought it was just like to make you look like you have a horsey tail.
Some of those things get really hot, though. Those little toys, they get really hot and they kind of burn you.
What?
Like the batteries, like the
vibrate. Oh, no, this doesn't vibrate. It's just a plug. So you just put it in your ass and it just kind of stretches it out a little.
Have you tried it?
I have one and I've never tried it, but I know about it because a porn star told me. So I actually got one.
All you need to do is speak to a gay guy. They'll tell you how to take it.
That's true.
My friends say my friends really like, most of my friends really like getting fucked in their ass. And what they say is the secret to enjoying anal sex is to, when it's going in, to push out.
push what out?
Like if you shit, push, like if work. You're like farting. If you're gonna yeah, take like if you're farting or taking oh, a man, shit, to I can't, push I can't. Out. While you're taking
that seems like it'll make it worse. Like
I'd rather just blow past this.
I'm like, I can't even imagine myself doing that.
I can't.
I never tried that way.
I'd be mortified.
No, that's what my friends say. That the I've only heard that way you to have do to it relax. Is to push out.
Yeah, that's what I knew. I've heard you really I just have to relax. Too.
Because relax. The only times that I've and enjoyed anal is way. Relaxed. It's really relaxed. Like
you so you have enjoyed it.
No, I have enjoyed anal, but somebody's waving. It's not always. It's usually never. I mean, I probably had anal sex 10 times in my life, and 4 out of 10 times I enjoyed it.
I've had anal 0 times.
But you're down to try it.
I tried it. Okay, I've tried it.
But you like fingers. You put your own finger in your ass.
I like
fingers, too. This is a little weird, because I don't know if I would put my own finger in my ass.
I'll put my finger in my ass if I'm, like, fucking. Like, currently, like, I'm with a guy, so, like. If I'm riding him, I'll stick my finger in my ass.
So wait, you can just switch back and forth from guy to girl?
Oh, you're bisexual.
I didn't think I was bisexual until just recently.
Oh, she met a guy.
That's it. You're not. I have a really close friend that happened to her.
You said what?
You're hetero. You're straight. If a man could turn you out, you're like, yes, that's it.
But wait, so how did this happen? Who is this guy? And how did you decide to go ahead and try that out?
The guy, because he just kind of, like, he was super cool and shit. And then, like, one day he just kind of, I don't know.
Ate you out?
No. You're enjoying that dick.
No, it was something he just kind of said. He was just like, give us a try. And I was like, please. I'm not going to be into it. Like, whatever. I date girls. You know, I don't like really like guys. And then I think his personality, don't get me wrong, he's fine as fuck. And he just kind of was like, yeah, right, whatever. And then he fucking came to my house one day and it was like, oh shit,
it was on and popping.
Yeah, I forgot. No, it's not like it. I hadn't been with guys before, right. Like I had dated guys before, but I hadn't dated a guy in 13 years. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, in my mind, I think my mind was fixed to say you don't date, and a guy hasn't come across me that
you weren't attracted.
And no shade to any other guy that stepped to me, because a lot of them has, but I just wasn't in. I was either in a relationship or I wasn't into it. Mm-hmm. And this guy, not this guy, he, I don't want to call him this guy, but I don't want to put his shit out there. But he stepped
so
to me.
My guy,
in a real G way, stepped to me and was like, stop fucking around. And
so
I was
this
like,
is your man now?
Huh?
Is he your man?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think he thought it was like a challenge at first, or how did?
No, he had no clue. He had no clue who I was or what. I mean, he's not from like this country, so he was just like
foreign.
He's foreign, so he was just like, he thought I was hot. He saw me in the gym.
Now let me ask you this: what if he told you that he had been with other men before? Would that affect how
you felt about him? It would.
It would. That doesn't seem fair, though.
It's not fair at all. Life isn't, though.
I have a friend that was gay and then discovered penis as an adult and turned into a big hoe and was fucking everything. And I guess she was making it for lost time, but she had sex for the first time when she was like, I don't know, like 22. Mm-hmm. And never looked back. Well, she probably still does girls when she wants to, but yeah, she's like all the way on teen penis now.
It's like you can't really say what you are. And I think, look at the Caitlyn Jenner,
right?
Look at the Caitlyn Jenner. You can't really say what you are. Like, I dated guys wholeheartedly. Like, every guy that I dated, I thought I was in love with. I'm not saying every guy I fucked, but every guy I dated, I thought I was in love with. I met a girl, and I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. I really like this girl romantically. Dated girls for however long. Then I meet this guy, this really cool guy, sexy as shit. Fucking good head on his shoulders, and I was like, well, let me fuck you too.
But wait, so then it's not fair to me, though, that you can say that if he had been with guys and then changed his mind, that you have an issue with
that. That's that catch 22.
I'm not saying I have an issue with it. I think guys are like that, but if my guy was like that, no, I don't date girls that fuck guys, and I don't date guys that fuck guys.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I mean,
I get that.
If I met a guy and he's like, listen, Steph, I just want to be honest with you. I've been with a couple guys. I've sucked a couple dicks.
That's not really sexy.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Now let's talk about Caitlyn Jenner for a second, though. What if he was with a transgender? Right?
I don't even.
Somebody that actually had
the
surgery, doesn't have a penis anymore.
Okay, if my guy was with a transgender knowingly, I'm still looking at you with the side eye, boo. But if you, like, listen, Steph, I gotta confess this. Like, it's really killing my head. I was with this guy girl, and she looked like a girl, but she had the girl parts.
You can do it.
I fucked her, but then later on, she told me that she changed her sex.
But what if he knew? I'm like, all right. What if he knew from the beginning? I was with a transgender.
If he knew from the beginning, I'm sorry. I can't. Because you like them jaws.
You like them man jaws. I'm not going to lie. A man jaw is probably incredible, though.
Mm-hmm. You can't help, like, that what you're, like, jaw. Innately, mm-hmm. like.
Exactly right.
What innately turns you on and off, though. You know what I mean? You can't
help that. Yeah, no, I'm not judging. I mean, you know, I couldn't, I think women are really beautiful, and I'm definitely turned on by looking at women, even in porn and things like that. We've spoken about that before. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't imagine dating a woman, having to deal with all the girl stuff. Like, having to I couldn't imagine dating myself. God bless everyone who's dating me.
You know what? It's like, you know what? Girls are like...
Exactly.
Girls are to the 10th power.
You know, God bless.
Girl, and it's, and I think that... I just like women, so I had to deal with it. But, like, women are so...
Moody.
I could be like, Ange, you good?
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah,
I'm okay.
No, I'm good.
And you clearly know that you're not okay.
That's bad.
I definitely do that.
Please, I was just in the car giving the silent treatment for like 2 hours. And he's like, tell me what's wrong. What's wrong? And I'm like, I'm fine.
Everything's great.
Everything's great. Talking to my teeth clenched.
Like, I grew up with a lot of brothers and a lot of boy cousins that lived in the same house with me. So it was just like, I kind of adapted that boy attitude, mm-hmm. which is why I feel like, I don't know, fuck that, all that. But I just adapted the guy attitude. But then when I date girls and it's just like,
it's annoying.
You're just like, are you, like, what's, like, the wind could blow this way and you want it to blow that way and the whole world is over.
I'm not gonna lie, changes. We are annoying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't mm-hmm. imagine dating a woman
like
myself.
That's why I feel like I can never be
and I think I'm amazing.
I have sex with a girl whenever the fuck, whenever. Amazing. But to really be, like, dating one,
yeah.
I just can't, I don't think I can do that.
I mean,
but you know
what?
Women are beautiful creatures.
Amazing.
Like, all you guys are, like, I'm having the greatest day. I'm like, yeah, what? You want me to do a show with three hot girls?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. No, like, I think all four of us are really gorgeous. I think women are beautiful, amazing.
But we are annoying as shit.
But I couldn't, like, marry a woman. Like, what?
But no, but don't, you know what? You can, but women, it's possible and it's beautiful when they do.
No, but PMS is a motherfucker.
And times two?
That week before you get the period. So imagine
have
you don't
attitude
have.
Attitude about everything.
Exactly. Imagine you're with, you have your wife on wife. And you both have different schedules.
Mm-mm.
So
imagine you get your period if your periods at one time, link up.
And you know that
you know
week
when you're around
before
somebody.
Your period, for
oh,
people,
God, this might
for
be
men,
too much.
For the guys who listen to this, like the week before the period is a real disaster.
PMS.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine having to deal with another. Like, I got to deal with my own. I'm crying.
I always tell guys, I'm sad, I want some candy.
Just
tell me. Just tell me I'm right. Sometimes, even if I'm wrong. Just let it go.
Yeah.
I'm a female. Just
I couldn't imagine having to deal with
shout
my
out to
own
all
PMS.
The lesbians that
exactly.
are married and deal
God
with each
bless
other.
You guys.
Yeah, because y'all some
I
strong
respect
bitches.
It. I
yeah,
respect
you guys are not clawing each other's eyes out.
Y'all some no. strong bitches.
No, but like the LGBT community, that's my community. That's my mm-hmm. world. What is LGBT? What else now? LGBTQ.
What's
Q?
I think Q is
queer,
right? Yeah, yes, LGBTQ now. I just learned that. And,
I didn't know they added the Q on.
Yeah, they added the Q on. I don't know what queer quite stands for, but shout out to them. But it's like, you can't, like, it goes to show you that it's not, sometimes it goes further than what each individual thinks, you know?
Well, let's talk about Caitlyn Jenner for a second, because I've been getting a lot of mixed reactions. I posted it on my Instagram. You know, she's on the cover of Vanity Fair. And got a huge spread and everything.
I think
they
it's,
had the
I think she
the scenes
looks
video.
Beautiful.
She looks great.
She's giving old Hollywood glam. She's giving old supermodel. I'm not to keep saying old, but I mean, she is a certain age. But I just, it's stunning. She's stunning, that picture.
No, let me read some of these mixed reactions, because there's a lot of people who are supportive, like, you know, congratulations to you, living your truth mm-hmm. and all of that. But then some people are very critical. Okay,
you can pass that.
Jason. I mean, that's gonna happen. You gotta expect people to have their own opinion and their judgment. And
you know, I'm disappointed in myself for being so surprised at how beautiful Bruce Jenner looks as a woman.
Bruce Jenner is a Kardashian.
Exactly.
Hello,
exactly. That's why I'm like disappointed.
Hello,
like, why wouldn't I think that he was gonna look like that when he has such amazing influences right. around him, you know?
Nobody is ugly in that family.
Nah.
Nobody is like...
Even like Kanye said, like Kris Jenner, she really made trophies. Like she made beautiful daughters, like really gorgeous daughters.
She made gorgeous children.
Rob, you know, Rob, like
she should sell her shit. She should sell her eggs.
Lose a little weight.
She should sell her eggs.
Now, of course, people are supportive. Somebody said, "SMH, it's nonsense. Why promote them with their bullshit all the damn time?" Because some people are upset because of the Kardashians and the Jenners. They feel like they're just, you know,
give me attention whores
promoting everything. Now, somebody said, "Nah, this publicity has to stop. Shit's more than gay pussy." Of America.
I don't know. Like I think,
I'm so sad.
I'm happy for Caitlyn as an individual.
I am too.
Everything, and then in regards to the family and the kids and the grandkids, my prayers go to them and their hopes to deal with it. You know, like not deal with it or deal with her, but like just to stay strong because there's a lot to fucking deal with.
Did you guys hear the quote? That I don't remember verbatim. I heard it earlier today, and he was just saying like, "I lived a lot of lies, and I'm finally free. I'm finally able to be me. And when the Vanity Fair cover drops, I'm free."
How could you not be okay with that?
I'm great with it. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for her. I keep saying wanting to say him, but I really want to say her.
Even after those photos,
like, I respect the whole thing.
I don't even remember what Bruce looked like.
Right.
It's all about Caitlyn. Right.
But you know what? Part of it is that. You know, they did make it such a huge deal. I mean, there's specials on it, on him, on her now. Well, on the Vanity Fair cover. So making it such a big deal allows people to weigh
in. You said it yourself. He's your Kardashian.
Right. That's part of it.
She is
a Kardashian.
She's a Kardashian.
I think that she is a Kardashian now.
She probably should have just changed her last name to Kardashian. It should be Caitlyn Kardashian instead of Caitlyn Jenner.
Some people feel like it was catty that she didn't use the K for Caitlyn.
I mean, that is a tidbit of shade.
I like the spelling, though.
We like the shade.
I think that Caitlyn wanted to be like, no, I'm my own individual. Mm-hmm. I am Caitlyn Jenner. I achieved a lot with this last name Jenner.
Yeah. And I mean, Bruce Jenner is married to Kris Jenner.
Right.
She's Jenner now. And you know, Kardashian is her ex-husband. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
how would you feel if your man all of a sudden was like, listen.
Oh my God.
No, because
he wouldn't be alive, man.
I'm sure Kris Jenner is having a difficult time with this.
No, that's who I think of, you know, because I couldn't imagine, you know, my husband who I have amazing children with
and so many years invested.
And you helped me raise my other children because, you know, he was a father to the Kardashian kids.
Mm-hmm.
My heart goes out.
Great man.
No, but,
so, but how would you feel if that was your man and he was like, listen,
you know, everybody looks at the whole media, like media's going crazy, everybody's going nuts. But I think about Kris Jenner, I would go nuts. I don't know how I would feel about my own sexuality.
First of all, Kris Jenner set up the photo shoot. Kris Jenner's like, listen, we're gonna get this money.
Kris Jenner is now managing. She's momaging. She's wifaging.
Yeah, we're gonna get this money.
Kris Jenner is now wifaging.
No, but I think of her because you know, Caitlyn Jenner. behind everything, you know, she has to think of it like where did I
like
go
were you
wrong?
Never attracted to me?
Yeah, like what's the problem?
I think that this was something.
No, but did you guys watch the special? She knew way back when they first went out, he had boobs.
But she didn't really admit that she knew.
Right, but he did in the special.
He says that, but she acts like she didn't.
She hasn't really said much. My heart goes out to her, but my heart goes out to his sons, too, because they have to be going through something.
Oh, they seem like very supportive, though.
No, but you know what? Bruce Jenner, as a man, is an amazing man. He's very athletic, a star.
Well, you got to get past the sexuality of it all. You got to go to the soul of it all.
To the core.
Exactly.
To what's inside.
He's an amazing father. And he's going to be an amazing woman.
I support it.
How many kids is it in total?
10.
He has a lot of kids.
He's fathered 10 kids. You know, he picked up after.
I think about the wife. Me, if my man came home and said that, hey, I want to be a woman. This is the life that I've been wanting to live my whole life. I don't know what I do.
She just lost her husband.
But the thing with Kris Jenner, she knew from the beginning.
Well, no, she's saying she didn't know. He's saying that, but
I don't know.
I'm Puerto Rican. I'll stab somebody or
because,
something.
Because, listen, sometimes, like, now imagine you come home, right, and you find your husband trying on a dress. Does that mean that he wants to be a woman? Or does that mean like
that means he has a fetish?
That means my eyebrows are getting raised and I'm going to start paying attention.
And I'm going to ask some questions.
But it could just be some kinkiness because in all reality, he didn't.
Some guys are into that.
No.
You're like, no.
No,
there's some guys, you'll be surprised. Some men like to wear thongs, women underwear all the time. They think it's the sexiest thing in the world.
Now, I'm going to keep it real. Mm-mm. Now, one of my friends told me that she fucked a guy with a strap on, but she doesn't think he's gay because she's like, I'm a woman. I fucked him with a strap on. It's not like he had sex with another man.
What? Yes, never mind.
What?
What? I'm always going to go back to anatomy. When we talk about men, straight men, and them wanting stimulation in their anus or around the anus.
Straight men.
I'm always going to go to anatomy and the fact that that's where their G spot is.
It is.
That's a straight man can't get fucked in the ass with a strap on by a woman.
I don't know if you need a strap to get to that G spot.
You
don't.
You a little.
That's taking it there. You know. You can get there this way.
We're queens of the.
You can get there with the tongue. You can get there with the digit. You can get there.
You don't need to get there with the strap. But
that's taking it to the next level.
Everybody's sexual endeavor.
Listen, if a man wants a strap on, he wants you to strap on and fuck him in the ass. He wants a dick in his ass. Some guys are straight men and they want fingers.
That's very black and white. If a man wants to get fucked in the, with a strap on, I'm repeating
A dick.
He wants a dick in his ass.
Yep, he wants a dick. But if, I mean, fingers, a woman has 10 fingers. We have 10.
You can get to that G spot with a finger.
With a finger.
Fuck what you heard.
Two fingers, real
Angela,
quick.
Angela, if you never did it before, just know that you got to do that.
I've done it.
You
got to I enjoy it. I enjoy putting fingers. Doesn't let me, but I've done it before and I enjoyed myself. It didn't make the sexual experience nasty.
No, my guy's not it. But he's like,
it's a turn on to me when a guy is for the nudge.
It's a
when a guy
thing.
Does the nudge, I'm like,
yeah,
ooh,
I'm not even gonna lie, I love it. I'm so happy when a guy wants fingers.
You know what? Now that I just think about it, I read like an article about Caitlyn. He does not like guys.
No,
she does not like guys.
Yeah, he does. He's not gay. He doesn't want men.
No, she's. Well, that's what he's saying. Knows yet.
Yeah.
No,
or maybe she's not ready to reveal all that
part
yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because
she's not ready. She's revealed everything else.
Right.
I don't know if she knows because she's saying the sexuality is different from gender.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
her whole thing is it's not about my sexuality. It's about how I feel inside gender-wise.
Does she still have a penis?
Yeah.
No, I think she just underwent everything.
Oh, yeah. Really?
That was a whole reveal.
Like,
I'm really a real woman now.
Yeah, they're saying that she just underwent the whole gender reassignment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I'm confused.
So does it make her a lesbian?
I wonder. I'm gonna search.
She's still attracted to and wants to be with the woman. And now that she's a woman, does that make her a lesbian?
I think she's attracted to women. Right. You know,
she says she is.
No, I think Bruce. I think Bruce Jenner likes women, and I think Bruce Jenner might like men. He might be bisexual.
We'll see.
I think he likes women. He has so many children.
I don't even know.
He's been married three times.
If you're a man and you can get your dick hard for a woman, you're not.
I did not know it was kids before Brody and the other one. I didn't know he had another son.
He has biological children.
He has three boys. Shit. He has three boys.
He has three boys and
they
like
seem
three
like they've
daughters.
Been very
three boys and
Courtney,
two.
Chloe.
They've
and
been
then
very
he has Kendall
and Kylie.
And Kendall.
Is his two. Yeah, his two.
And
girls
I'm sorry.
Then.
And then there's Rob. So that's,
well, Rob isn't his son.
That's
but yeah.
nine kids. Right?
There's ten. There's a daughter. There's an older daughter.
No, there's
as well.
Yeah, there's
oh, there
another
is an older daughter.
Daughter.
He has a. There's a Jenner
yeah.
daughter
okay,
that's
so
older
there's
than Kylie and Kylie.
This is the greatest Brady Bunch in life. They scripted and
no, and he has boys from another woman. From mm-hmm. another marriage.
Brody and the other guy, mm-hmm. the singer, songwriter.
All right, now I want to ask you guys some questions that we have for Ask Ye. Okay? And get your expert advice, okay? Here's one question. I need your help. I've been dating this girl, but she's kind of on the larger side. I like her. She's really nice, but I'm embarrassed to go out in public with her and introduce her to my family. What should I do?
Does he say he kind of likes her?
You know what?
Her
leave her alone because you're hurting her. Your own feelings and you're hurting yourself. You're hurting her. You're hurting everyone.
See, the thing is, the reason why he likes her is because the sex is good and she probably got her own money and she's probably a good woman and he needs to stop being shallow and stop looking at her physically.
No, if he's not attracted. And
he didn't say he wasn't attracted to her. He likes her a lot.
That have been really ugly and so have you.
Mm-hmm.
That you didn't really want to bring out.
I don't
want
to bring them outside.
Really? So
the sex
happens.
Is good. The face is ugly.
I've never dated anybody that I was ashamed of. Really?
Yeah. I haven't dated somebody that I was ashamed of. I've had sex with someone that I was ashamed of.
Right. That's different.
Yeah. Listen, don't be talking about me and you getting down. Don't let nobody know. Because that ain't nobody's business. It's a secret society. Damn. All we ask is trust. I don't need you telling my business, and I'm not going to tell yours.
Wait,
you keep that between me and you.
Read it again.
No, but I just think, you know, if you're ashamed of maybe he should get her a gym membership. Maybe they should go hard together.
Nope, that's how she was walking in the relationship. That's how it is. Fuck it.
If you're embarrassed, Angela Yee,
let me just speak from it from his voice, okay?
Okay.
Angela Yee, yo, I need your help. Yo. I've been dating this girl, but she's kind of on the larger side. I like her. The sex is good, quote unquote. She's really nice. But I'm kind of embarrassed to go out and pup with her, and I don't want to introduce her to my family.
You know what?
That means you fucking like her.
Right. Yes. And then you need to be truthful with yourself.
You don't want to hear the jokes from your family.
Right. Yeah. But he needs to be truthful with himself. And if that's what he likes, that's what he likes. Exactly. If that's what you like, then that's what you like. Everybody likes who they like. You can't.
But to keep it real, sometimes we have a type in our head. And we don't end up with that. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, I need a guy that's this, and that.
And then you fall for everything else.
You end up with somebody that is not physically what you thought it would be. And you're like, man, this is the person I really like. But
if that's what makes you happy, then you go for that.
Exactly.
But when you're happy, when you're fully happy, you don't care what people think.
True.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So if you feel embarrassed, you feel ashamed, move on.
Right. But I think that you guys are speaking. I think that you guys are speaking from a woman's point of view, and if you think about the man's point of view and how much they care about what their boys think and what they
feel. Yeah, men do care more about looks.
No, men care. They care about that shit. So you better man up. You got fucking
man up. Like, Bruce Jenner was
the manliest of all men.
He was an Olympic gold medalist.
Now he is Caitlyn.
No, but I'm saying if you like the fat girl, boo, you listening right now, you like the girl, she's a little chunky, she's sexy.
But what
she
about,
got the good pussy, tell your man. Like,
she got the good pussy and she got her own money.
Guys always say
girls that are fat have better pussy. I've always
heard
that.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Tell
In that
your
case,
boys,
I have
you know
dick
what?
Envy.
She got
I
the
have
good
no
pussy.
Idea. I don't know what the inside is.
No, but what about trying to make her lose weight? Is that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Go to the gym.
Is that wrong?
What is that everyone's doing?
I mean, if she wants to try to be healthy and lose weight, then he should motivate her to do so.
Exactly. If she brings it up, then that's fine. But he went into it knowing that, yo, I'm about to fuck this big girl. And he liked fucking a big girl.
No, but he likes it.
And a big girl, not a big girl, is sweet. Not a big girl got her own money. Not a big girl, no, cater to you.
But see, I'm not offended by stuff like that. If a guy were to tell me, boo, you know.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. That big girl lose weight, then she ain't going to see him.
Right. That's what he like about her.
Exactly. She going to be like, I'm out. This other dude's hollering at me.
Please let a nigga tell me, oh, I like you, girl, but you got to lose some weight. You're a little chunky monkey. I'll be like, really?
But what if you were like,
really?
But would you not like his honesty? Like, damn, he right. I do need to lose.
No,
weight.
I respect the honesty, but I'm gonna go fuck my ex.
Yeah, you're gonna go do whatever it is that you
who makes me
do.
Feel good about.
But
my
wouldn't you
body?
Rather somebody not just think that and say it to you? Because
now, if you say it, then cool. You a woman has to take it how they're gonna take it. I wouldn't take it well. I wouldn't take that well.
I wouldn't take it well either. I don't even like when somebody like, looks at me weird for two.
But
seconds.
You don't want a guy to be honest. But if like what? What if your pussy stink a little? Like, boo, your shit stink
what
a little.
What pussy stink? What are you dealing with over there?
First of all, your pussy should not be stinking. And if your man tells you that your pussy, don't take offense to that. Go take a shower.
But, I mean, there might be certain things like, look.
Go get a deuce. Squash your squash.
You might have to sit in a tub for
we had young Jerron. He said he was dating a girl whose hair stunk.
Hair?
Like her hair. Because of what she ate. Oh, yeah. No, not her weave. Because of the food that she ate, it came out of her.
What if you want somebody to tell you? Like, what if you had bad breath? You wouldn't want somebody to tell you? Like,
you're taking it from one level to the other. You got to stay consistent. Now, what are we talking about?
Listen, if I have bad breath.
Pussy stink and hair stink is two totally different levels.
Yeah, that is true.
No, if I have bad breath.
By the way, it's something you need to look into.
Mm-hmm.
No, but if I have bad breath.
Y'all not being right now.
No. If I have bad breath, if the guy I'm dating thinks I have bad breath, I need to move on to the next guy who's going to think my bad breath smells like flowers.
But what if you have a root canal?
And that's it.
That you need.
I needed to get that hole fixed in my mouth. You couldn't deal with it. I need to find somebody that could deal with it.
She's saying some very specific shit right now.
Hold on, I'm a dentist, so my breath is it's always gonna be fine. My vagina.
Amen. Me too.
I need to go see him.
Yeah, you should go see him.
My feeling came out.
All right, well, girl. Good. I got you. But all I'm saying is, why don't we want honesty? Like, why don't we want somebody to be honest with us?
No, Angela. You know what? Honestly, when someone's honest like that, it's honestly time to move on.
I'm very honest too. But the thing is, you can't. I can't be overweight and you date me when I'm overweight and be like, you should try losing weight. You don't fucking tell me that.
I'm gonna be honest. I would want somebody to be like, Ange, you done gained some weight. Like, if you
being who you are. No, when someone loves you,
they don't even notice that you gained weight.
Yes, they do.
Unless
you gain a tremendous amount of weight.
No, yes, they do.
I gained 10 pounds and this nigga told me. My stomach wasn't flat no more. When I sat down, it was flat when I sit up. When I sat down, it had little rolls in it. And he was like, what is that?
And it hurts.
But you gained, how much weight was that?
10 pounds.
10 pounds is 10 pounds is 10 pounds is 10 pounds is 10 pounds.
I'm talking about going out with what you came in with. You know what I mean? If this guy who emailed you and said, I'm dating this big girl, and she was the same big when you started, like, you can't say anything about it.
But you never dated somebody that was like, man, he would be perfect if.
Yeah. No. Everybody that I dated, so but that's just my personality. I was so very sad. Out and be like, yep, fucking this one. Yep, fucking this one. And now I'm with this guy and I'm like, yep, fucking this one. And he happens to be a fucking guy.
And it's fun.
And I love it.
You're loving it. Yes, you're loving it.
And I love it. That's it's how you
amazing. Do it. I do feel like there's some things that you can change and some things you can't change. And sometimes certain things people tell you really might be for the best.
But like, I'm a team person. So if I said it, like, if we were dating, right? And I'm like, babe, you put on like 5 pounds, but let's go to the gym together. I would get the membership for us before I did it.
Right.
And I'd be like, let's just do it together.
And some people might be offended by
like,
that.
And then like, while you're at the gym cracking jokes and you're like, yeah, babe, you're doing good. You know, try to get off them 5 pounds you gained.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'd be excited because, babe about to be skinny. I'm about to. But you best believe it. If homeboy tell his girl to fucking lose weight, she going to be on to the next one. Yo, I lost 20. This nigga's on me now.
I think it also depends on how you say it, though. How you approach somebody.
What world do you live in, Ange? What world do you live in where a guy could say it as nice as possible, you need to lose about 20 pounds.
I'm not the type of person that gets offended.
Thank you, Stephanie, for being honest. Over. Yes.
You tell me I'm fat. So you don't like the way I look when I'm on
And you feet? Know you fat, though. You know you fat, but you matter. Said it. Now exactly. it's a problem. Now it's exactly. a fucking problem.
What? Like, if I came from the gym and I'm a little sweaty and I smell bad and the nigga's like, ew, baby, go get in the shower. You stink.
You're like, okay.
I'm like, okay, go get your stuff together and get the fuck up out my house.
Yeah, because then you think about something that's wrong with you. You'd be like,
coming to the gym.
I stink.
Like, oh, you know I was about to get in the shower. I wasn't going to stay like this forever. I just needed to drink my protein so that way my muscles don't hurt afterwards.
Exactly.
Like, that's it. I was going to get in the shower. You didn't need to tell me I needed
Clearly
to get
we
in
think the
shower.
Same because it's never your fault. It's never your fault. Right, it's never my fault.
Come here's on. The next question. And this is a good one, okay? I just got out of
It's never my fault.
I just got out of an 8-year relationship. I'm 22. How can I get over her?
8 years?
8 years. How do you get over somebody?
What's that? 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 14?
They were high school sweethearts.
Now, Gigi, you had a fake up.
It's time to grow up.
How do you get over
that? I didn't have a fake up.
No, that's 12.
We're still broken up. It was 14, we're just friends now.
So what are the best things that you can do to get over somebody that you've been with for a long time?
But you can't count that as a real relationship.
I never got over him, so I don't know.
What are some things that you do though to try to like get on with your daily life?
Just to try to keep living and try to keep pushing on and try to open up your life to new experiences and new people and just not saying have go get a rebound, but just live your life and try to just like not associate everything with that person.
Or specifically go get a rebound.
I think that when you're trying to get over something, stay busy.
If you're busy all the time,
you don't have time to think about it.
Try to involve yourself in things that does not involve
because
that person.
I was with my son's father for almost 8 years and he caught me cheating on him and was like, okay, poof, goodbye. Mm-hmm. My whole life changed.
But why did you cheat?
He cheated first.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
why
she
you
was
cheated?
Curious.
Are you being spiteful?
No, he cheated
or?
First. I'm a very spiteful person.
Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. And I'm like, I went hard to cheat on him. Like, whatever, it was over. I should have broke up with him years ago.
All right, did you cheat with somebody better? Because, you know, sometimes when you cheat.
Yeah, I did.
That's really bad when you cheat up.
I would not ever cheat on
That's when you get a song written about you.
I wouldn't ever cheat. No, I'm telling, and my son's father is a rapper. I told him, when we broke up, don't you dare write a song about me.
I'm going to get me a signed
I would have wrote a song about you. Because
all his ex-girls before me, he wrote songs about them. Terrible songs. Mm. Terrible songs. And I told him when we broke up,
did he write a song about you?
Better not write no corny ass song about me. Not that I've heard. I haven't heard it.
So did you date like a rapper that
was more popular? No, he wasn't popular.
But did you date somebody after him that was like, you know?
No, I'm telling you, I did. I cheated up for sure. He knows that.
You cheated up.
He respects that.
You cheated up.
Yeah, he respects that. Mm-hmm. But you know, I cheated on him. Poof, my relationship was over. My whole life changed. My family, everything was over.
Because you have a kid together,
right? We have a child together, mm-hmm. And what I did, I started traveling. I started booking everything that came my way. Mm-hmm. I just stayed really, really busy, and I got over it. He had a new girlfriend 2 months later.
Yeah. That means he wasn't so new while he was with you.
It wasn't so new. Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I said, you don't get no girlfriend two months later.
People kill me because I cheated on my son's father, but men will be men will be men.
He had his backup ready to go.
Amen. And I'm not even mad at him. I never even cared. I never stalked him on the internet. I never cared about what he was doing because it was over. We were not together anymore. We were not living together. I stayed busy. I traveled the world. I went to Japan. I went to Africa. I went all over the world. No, I have not been to Dubai for the record.
Yo, Dubai
I don't
is
sell
like
pussy.
Dubai is like Magic City right now.
Magic City.
I wouldn't even post the trap.
Shout out to the trap.
Yeah. I don't even want to go to Dubai.
Yo, I don't even want to post if I'm in that bitch. I'm not posting shit.
I don't want nobody thinking
yo,
I got shit on.
Exactly. Like I ain't telling nobody I was in Dubai, especially if I
go
now.
I don't want to go to Dubai with my friends.
Motherfuckers was on Dubai years ago. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, and now that's where they sell pussy. If Angela was like, hey, Steph, what's up? I'm going on this trip to Dubai. Want to come?
I would be like, no, bitch.
I feel like I can talk you into it.
You would be the one taking the photos. You wouldn't be in the photos.
I'll be the sponsor.
Well, you know what? Since we talked about that, let's think about a strange sex story. What's the strangest thing that you've ever had to do in bed that you was like, I can't believe I'm doing this when it was happening? And maybe you did like it.
Suck dick and played with nipples.
That's not strange at all. That's very normal.
Go ahead, Gigi.
I don't want to say. I'm thinking.
I don't gotta think about it.
I'm thinking too because I've did a lot of things.
So that could be considered strange.
Yeah,
I like strange things. I'm different.
But what's something that you was like while you were doing it? I can't believe I'm doing this.
Licking booty hole, but I still do it.
Like groceries. Okay, girl, I make
a No, I mean, it, the first time
listen,
I was sucking
I
a guy.
I like it. It turns me too. I'm a pleaser.
No, like I was saying, the first time I sucked a guy and he wanted fingers in his ass, it was a little weird, but for only a few seconds. After that, it was like, this is my bitch.
Can you lick your fingers after that?
No. But me personally,
no,
you don't lick your fingers after. But me personally, I'm a pleaser. So I like to do things that I know is turning that person on. Like I'm turned on by the fact that I'm turning. It's a power thing. Like, yeah, I got you, bitch.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
I got, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, like anything that I, that's why I like sucking dick so much. Cause guys love it. So it turns me on.
That's so regular.
No, I'm not saying that's something strange. I'm just saying the fact that I'm a pleaser. So the fact that anything that I'm doing that they're getting enjoyment out of, that shit is like a fucking ego boost to me, and it just makes me like waterfalls. Like, yes, I'm winning.
What's the strangest things you ever done in a bed?
Let me see. I don't know if I ever do anything really that strange.
Me either.
I gotta think about that too. Because
yeah,
had
like
a
nobody
question.
Answered.
Because y'all don't do nothing strange.
Nothing's really strange to me.
No, I mean, I've never stuck my fingers in nobody's asshole.
And done people it. Think that's
no,
strange.
No, what have you done, though?
No, I'm trying to think. What
Angie
have I done?
Ain't done much, so we not going to get much out of her.
No, she's
no,
like,
but the
we can keep
I
squeezing
do,
this lemon
do.
All we want. We ain't going to
oh
get no
God,
lemonade.
Oh, my God. I have something strange.
What?
Oh, my God. I have something strange. I have something strange. The strangest thing I've ever done during sex was a guy fucking me in my vagina, vaginal sex, but he was facing like his back was facing me. So he's in my pussy, but I'm seeing it.
So you're looking at his ass.
What's so his dick like?
Exactly. Isn't that strange?
That is a little weird because it feels like you're
strange.
Fucking
I might have something that's strange.
I feel like you're fucking him.
I need a sketch. I need
a sketch.
But
he's like,
I need a sketch of that.
Like, imagine she's behind him, so it looks like she's fucking going him.
This, and his dick is that inside strange. Of me.
He had a long dick to do all that.
His dick was long as fuck.
Right? He had a long dick to do all that.
Long as fuck.
No, I think I have something strange.
Right. I was young. I was like 17.
I was in an open relationship.
Was that the
ugly
guy?
Yeah. No, he was fine.
Okay.
Oh, wait, let me...
He was my ex-fiance.
I was in an open relationship, and... so meaning I was having sex with other people and he was having sex with other people and we were totally aware that we were having sex with other people. He wanted to know like details and names and how much I enjoyed.
It turned
so, so I let him listen. Like I had my phone on and I had him on the phone and I set my phone down and then I had sex with this guy. And I let him listen to me having sex.
Did the guy you were
this.
Having sex with know you were letting someone else listen?
No.
Ooh, that's sneaky.
Okay, that's a little
strange.
I don't
know. He did after the fact. But and I didn't mean for him to know that I was had somebody else listening.
That is sexy. But,
so what did he think about it? It turned him on.
Who, the guy that
the
I was,
guy that was listening?
Oh, yeah. I don't, he probably was beating his dick. I don't know what he was doing, but he loved it. But he would always ask detail. Like, if I told him I had some sex with somebody else, he would want to know, like, who it
like,
was.
Like, I could think of things what? I did, but they're not that strange. Like, watch porn while having sex. That's not strange.
Not strange.
No, that's really
that's
good.
Normal.
Yeah, that's normal. But some people
I love
might,
that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't think I have anything to compete with you guys.
No, I'm telling you.
It's not a competition, Paul.
Isn't
no,
that strange?
The, like,
he was
weirdest thing
that
I had was, like, a married couple, like, you know.
You
oh,
said
that's
an American
strange,
couple?
Bro. No. The wife.
Okay.
And the husband watched?
And the husband was like around.
That's teamwork.
I was trying to make their marriage better.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. That's
counselor.
Teamwork.
Yeah, I was trying to make their marriage better. So it's just like.
Pull the marriage counselor.
Yeah.
Was it weird for you or did it turn you on?
It was weird for me for a little bit because, you know, the guy was there. You know, I had been with women, so I wasn't really into it. And, you know, the woman, we just kind of like paid attention to each other. And I kind of forgot that he was around.
Forgot the cameras is rolling. Okay.
I hope it was no cameras rolling.
Well, you know.
Let me not win an Academy Award and then fucking cameras come
out. You know what scares me about girl on girl sex is that I'm scared that it's never over. Like, when is it over?
It's never over with a girl. Let me tell you something, Stephanie. Let me tell you something right now. If you fuck a girl, a true lesbian, it is never over for
that's
at least a year.
Saying.
It is never over
year.
For at least a year.
You see?
That
that's, this is why I can't be gay.
Because
I can't commit myself to being with a girl
just
for
saying,
a year.
Just
because we
no, you can tell her that it's just a one-time thing, but it's a very few percentage of lesbians it's never over.
That's
see, women are
girl.
Too clingy, yeah, which is why I can never be gay.
All yeah, because you're
well, I'll tell you what's over right now.
Lip service is over.
We're talking way too much.
Okay. I hope I still have a relationship after this.
Yeah, you definitely do. You might fuck later tonight after this.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, thank you, Poe. Pojo loves you. She
yeah,
loves
I love you guys. Yes. Thank you guys po for having
loves
me.
Us.
I'm a thanks bit flattered
coming.
That you guys invited
we
me
love
to come because y'all are so crazy.
No, I know we,
no,
I,
we love
I
you.
Knew
we know you're fun.
No, that was fun.
And, you know, good luck in your relationship. Let's see if you'll be back.
See if you'll be back to the other
no,
side.
No, stay with no, the boys. Good. Boys no. are amazing.
So I do have one question, though. Uh-huh. Would you have a... Oh, you're saying you don't like threesomes, so never mind.
No, him and me is just him and me. There's nobody
me
else.
Me for
invited.
You and you for me. That's
yeah.
so sweet
I don't
and
do
romantic.
That. I don't do
no,
that.
And it's, no, and it's nice to look each other in the eyes and know nobody else is
and
there.
He is a
nobody
good eye connector.
Yeah.
He's very
my
much
turn.
Like this when we're fucking.
So. All right, well, thank you so much, Poe. We
thank
love you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, we love you.
I love you guys.
Lip service, Stephanie Santiago.
Gigi McGee.
And Gigi McGuire.
Oh, wait, my turn. Poe Johnson.
Hey.
Wait. Johnson.
Bye, guys.
Bye.